Hey, howdy and happy day. People without homes, people who live in shelters, people who live in tents, people who live on the street, homeless. To be homeless, kind of a big deal, certainly for the politicians of the day, and also, of course, for the residents of cities. It's a big deal. I mean, people are looking at it and saying, what do we do and how do we fix this? First, we need to understand it a little bit more than what the politicians talk about. Homelessness affects probably 150 million people worldwide, close to 700,000 people in US of A. Astonishing, in Canada is close to 300,000. Typically, the differences between Canada and the US is 10%. You know, the 10% of the population of the US is in Canada and 10% of this and that and so on. Kind of starting to see about half. Are those stats correct? Stats move around every website, everywhere. Go on Wikipedia, talk to people, go on to government sites, and numbers do change. They're kind of all over, but those seem to be the accurate numbers. Back in the day, or way back in the day, there was different wordage and pronunciations for all kinds of things, right? And meanings and so on. But back then, when people couldn't get a job, they were called hobos. Back then, when they wouldn't get a job, they were called tramps. And they rode the rails, and they lived in tents as well. But they were treated differently. There were laws in place, and those laws prohibited them from staying in one place for too long, because the police went and picked them up and moved them out, jailed them, and so on. Many of them, of course, look forward to that because they got a good meal in jail. But the homelessness thing today is I can't say it enough, a big deal. Look at LA, look at San Francisco, and look at so many places. Look at Vancouver, Canada. There's tents everywhere, and the people that live there, the people that pay the taxes, they're under threat. They can't go to certain areas, and there's needles and free needles in a lot of cities like San Francisco. They even give you free booze. If you're an alcoholic, don't shake in the morning, we'll give you a drink. And that's going on with homelessness. And why are people homeless? A whole bunch of different reasons. Mental health is a big one, But there are other reasons, some by choice. Alcoholism, drug abuse, being a drug addict, nowhere to go. So you kind of sleep where you fall. But then a lot of people set up tents and they actually have a camp. There's hundreds of tents in lots of cities. So I want to give you an example. Recently, I spoke to the mayor of a city. Population was 200,000 people, about. We'll use that number. And in his city, there is about 200 homeless people. And those 200 people all seem to live together. They have tents everywhere blocking walking trails and running trails, and there's needles everywhere. And they're aggressive because some of them are higher than kites, as it is, and they chase people, and they're seeing things. They're seeing demons. They have demons. So the people are affected. So I said to this mayor, I said, you know, I get it that you need to care for them, but there has to be a balance. You have 200,000 people that you're not caring about much. And if I was one of the 200,000, pardon me, the 200,000, well, I would say, what about me? It's about me, but it isn't about me. It's about the 200 people. All you do is care for them. I get it. But while you're caring for them, you're impacting me. I pay the taxes, I do all this stuff. And I'm scared to go into certain parts of town. I don't want to walk barefoot, I'll get a disease. Bah. And so what about me? And he was quite surprised. He said, what about you? What's it got to do with you? And I said, well, years ago when we met, I gave you the idea of these tiny houses. And I said, put them somewhere far away from town. You kind of listened, but not totally. You got the tiny houses, but you put them right where the tents used to be, more or less. Nothing changes. And now you've got something they can burn down. I mean, they have mental health, I understand. But again, what about me? So I came up with a great solution. It's what you need is a free bus service that comes by every day and takes people, the homeless people, to another location. City can buy the property, but it has to be away from the main part of town. And don't try to help them. Don't put up soup kitchens and nurses and all that stuff. Have the bus going every 20 minutes and then, you know, and enforce your vagrant laws. So the police will come and say, you can't have a tent there. You have to put your tent in the bus and you can pitch it elsewhere. You can still come to town. It's a free society. But you can't live here. You can't live on the sidewalk. And the guy, the mayor, looked at me. He didn't get it. There was this vacant thing going on. And I repeated it all. And I said, I'm going to have to do it three times. I think there's a textbook somewhere that says you have to say things three times so people start to understand. I said, Mayor, repeat after me. He still didn't get it. I said, wow, what about me? You'll never get it. San Francisco, what about me? Los Angeles, whoa, what about me? Help me, which means you have to do something to them. Don't be cruel. I'm not mean, I'm not nasty. But again, maybe it's about me. That y'all think about that. See ya.